Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate in an all-night session working to pass a budget resolution that will be key to enacting many of President Trump's initiatives. A federal judge will consider a request to further block the Trump administration from freezing trillions of dollars worth of grants and loans that fund everything from clean energy to bridge repairs. You'll make it if you can last one more day. That's what ABC's Ginger Z says about the freezing cold temperatures, including in the South.
Macon this morning, Mobile, Birmingham, Memphis, all tying or breaking daily records. Record lows, but this is the end of it. We are going to see the warm up. Here it comes. Nashville into the 60s, New Orleans close to 70, and Chicago will go up close to 50 as we start next week.
In court today, accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione, several of his supporters lined up outside the New York City courtroom. The next phase of the hostage release will happen tomorrow in Israel. Six hostages are set to be released in exchange for more than 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, Metro Transit had some bus delays Thursday due to extreme numbers of absent drivers. Well, now we know that the ones who could work refused overtime to cover those routes. The city is currently in negotiations with the Teamsters 120 union, which represents Metro Transit drivers and mechanics. City officials released a statement saying they're disappointed that, quote, in the middle of bargaining, some Metro employees chose to take concerted action that disrupted a vital service, end quote. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a new bill that would designate certain places safe havens from immigration officers, like schools, hospitals, and churches. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as, quote, safe havens. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. The legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
The Wisconsin Council of Churches represents more than 30 churches across Wisconsin and is part of a lawsuit suing the Trump administration, saying immigration officials should not be allowed in places of worship. And you may see new ads in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court, some of them paid for by a group largely funded by Elon Musk. The conservative Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on ads supporting Brad Schimmel, the former Wisconsin Attorney General. These nonprofits don't have to specify who their donors are, but the Washington Post says Elon Musk is its major backer. The race will determine the balance of Wisconsin's Supreme Court, which currently has a 4-3 liberal majority, and it's a liberal justice who's retiring. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116-110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows near 7 above. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. Up to 37 for the high on Sunday. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go right to the phones here on John and Gordy.
You had spoken the previous hour about the Trump Golf Index.
Yes.
And it also includes a running tally or chart of the price of eggs and the price of gasoline.
Which is, I know that.
But great show, and I would really recommend going back to the Trump Golf Tracker, because that what better way to keep track of the man?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and founder of Warrior Songs and veterans advocate Jason Moon. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Yeah. What a magical time to go buy the brand new Kamala was right about everything t-shirts at stephaniemiller.com to go with your Hillary was right about everything. Oh, there really is a sound clip for everything. Here we go. On Project 2025.
You know that Donald Trump has disavowed Project 2025. He says that is not his campaign plan.
As you know, I am a former prosecutor. His DNA is all over it. All over it. His running mate wrote the foreword to the book of the author of Project 2025. I believe Donald Trump's name appears at least 300 times in Project 2025, and it is a blueprint that is about the danger and the detail of what Donald Trump and his allies plan if he is in the White House again.
It's a very special Kamala Harris version of You Were Warned.
What's left of his hair? Then they lit up their anger, and they showed their outrage. There were voices from the left and right. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the hotel, try to warn you. What a whole place.
What a whole place.
A disgusting face.
There's plenty of bed bugs at hotel, try to warn ya.
And his crimes right here.
And his crimes right here.
Any time of year.
Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah. We can check out any time we like, but we will never be able to leave hotel, try to warn you, at least for 4 years, because, oh, my God. It's a very Kamala specific, you were warned.
I mean, you know, there are ways that it could be less than 4 years.
You know, Chris, that's true. Oh, don't get me all hot and bothered.
I'm just
get her excited.
I'm just saying.
Listen, a lot of people going through a lot of things. That's why we all need a love letter. Jody, subject line, when did I become a Steph head? Also, I'm a Steph head t-shirt's available at stephaniemiller.com.
Not our Jody.
No.
Okay.
No, a different Jody.
A different Jody.
Right. Dear Steph, yes, I started watching on Current TV. I treated a friend and colleague to a sexy liberal show at the Saban Theater. Ooh, nicely done.
Yeah.
I always really enjoyed your show. When people said you saved them through really rough times, I thought, oh, well, I enjoy her show, but I'm balanced enough and politically active and savvy enough. I don't need someone to keep me from despair. Until the day Biden dropped out of the race, I deleted all the recordings on MSNBC and devoured your show. It was the only political news show I wanted to watch. Exquisite taste.
Yeah.
Then came the Orange One's triumph in November. I was desperate. I woke up the next morning. This time I deleted all my MSNBC timers. The only political news show I could watch was you. Steph, you saved me from my despair. I got it. That's when I transformed from someone who just enjoyed your show to a Steph head. It's a slippery slope for all of us, Chris.
Yeah.
And now I have a picture of you from the last LA show at the Orpheum, where I treated another friend to your show and the meet and group. On another note, I so appreciated your strength and love as you said goodbye to your mom. I know you still hold the loss and the love for her in your heart. It burns bright as if she was still here with us. I admired your strength and candidness when you called into the show from North Carolina and shared your pain. I kept the tribute program you did for her and so admired you were even able to do it. I knew it would help me in the final days when I was losing my mom. I sometimes reach my hand up and pretend I'm holding my mom's hand. She's always here. Ah, okay. Ah, this is a big hold on. Thank you. Keeping us all sane. It's also horrifically unbelievable, this term. You get right to the heart of it, not by putting a gloss on it like it's not so bad, but hitting right at the heart of it and absolutely the horror and bucking us all up for what we must do. Bucking. I said bucking.
Yes, you said.
Yes.
Yeah. I miss Jody, but I love the addition of Bella. Chris is so often correct. She had me and I really enjoy the increased banter between the three of you since Bella started. Thank you for sharing your heart and soul with us, keeping us so perfectly informed with irony and humor. Take care of yourselves and each other. Teresa and Silver Lake.
Hi, Teresa.
Soon to be Hermosa Beach.
Yes, thank you. I put a microchip in the scruff of her neck. So she's moving to Hermosa.
Yes.
Is that creepy? We know that?
Oh, she said that in the
letter.
Oh. You just didn't read that part.
I didn't want to give everyone her coordinates.
Hermosa Beach is a very large city.
All right.
I don't think you can pinpoint her address.
Rosalie says, call me crazy, but I cut the luxury items first when I need to save money. A country shouldn't be stripping disabled people of health care and school kids of food so some techno welfare queen can go to Mars. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. That's a good one. Techno-welfare queen. David in Minneapolis. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Oh, I forgot. Speaking of Elon Musk, Trump sends a Resolute desk out for refurbishment after Musk's son appears to wipe his boogers on it.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So there's another cost we have to suck up.
Refurbishment.
De-boogering the Oval Office desk. I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Lovely. I want to say I miss Kenny Loggins.
Huh?
Here's why, because I think everybody, all the financial experts and cults that were so concerned about the economy, I think we just need to lean into
the Kenny Loggins die?
A little bit harder.
I'm confused. Did Kenny Loggins die?
Every single bad decision he makes.
Okay. All right. That was a confusing thought on a bad phone, so I'm going to just... Kenny Loggins is still with us, isn't he?
I'm looking at it right now. He's still with us. I saw him in concert a few years ago.
Okay. Fine.
He still sings Danger Zone really well.
What?
Okay, that was somewhat confused. You know what? Let me take another call. So okay. Hi, Tanya in Ohio. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, Stephanie, everybody's losing their jobs. So they're talking about taxes. If you don't have a job, why do you pay taxes? Because... on an unemployment check, most people check their box and say, I'm not paying tax on this little bit of money y'all about to send me.
Yeah.
So a lot of this, when I listen to MAGA, MAGA's bringing a lot of black people. Look, I watch a lot of YouTube, and they're blaming black people or black women for not educating them on how to vote, and it's our fault. And I'm like, we screamed it from the mountaintops. I don't understand.
Right. Right. By the way, of all the crazy pants ideas that I. Speaking of taxes, So Trump's new cabinet pick reveals plan to abolish the IRS.
Right.
Trump wants to abolish the IRS and create an external revenue service that will somehow force the rest of the world to fund the U.S. government, according to his newly confirmed commerce.
That's not how things work.
Secretary. Howard Lutnick said his goal is to abolish the Internal Revenue Service and let all the outsiders pay. In January, Trump vowed to create an external revenue service to oversee tariffs. The rebranding reflects Trump's oft-repeated and inaccurate claim that tariffs are paid by foreign countries. In fact, they are a tax paid by American companies with the cost passed on to consumers. They're also collected by Customs and Border Protection, not the IRS. But other...
Wait a minute.
When people keep saying he always bold, outside-of-the-box ideas, they're completely...
He wants to create a new agency called the External Revenue Service.
Okay. And this, what is it, the new 25% tariffs? He is tariff man. We know that. But why can someone not explain what tariffs are to him? Okay.
I am tariff man.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Well, Ozzy, that was good. That was good. Yeah. I like that one.
But some of the MAGA SEALs are going to be like, no, not good. Right? Like, you know, no more IRS. Like, other countries are not.
But he's like, no more IRS, but he's creating a brand new agency,
right?
External Revenue Service.
How do you think other countries are going to entirely fund the United States? I don't. Okay. Yes. He said. Tariffs on pharmaceuticals and semiconductor chips would start at 25% or higher, rising substantially over the course of a year. His economic team, he directed them to advise plans to impose reciprocal tariffs on top of that match the tariffs. He just keeps saying it.
You know how much we're going to pay for everything?
Yes, yes, yes. That's my point. Okay, and meanwhile, we are not... cutting waste and fraud. Just some fun facts from Robert Reich. All Doge right. recommended firing workers at the FAA, which oversees Neuralink, Musk Company. Mm-hmm. FAA, which oversees SpaceX, mm-hmm. Musk Company. USAID, which probes Starlink. CFPW, which oversees Tesla's financing arm and potential payment platform on X. Conflict of interest is a severe understatement. They are not helping you. They are helping themselves.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I need to. I'm reeling already. I need
Are you okay?
to take a, yeah. No. Yeah. Not really. I need a little.
Okay. You need a little baby aspirin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Children's Tylenol.
Yeah.
17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. That's what I need.
Yes.
Need me some gummies, some tinctures, some something. Oh, the dogs got groomed yesterday. That's CBD for dogs from CB Distillery works like magic. They are very skittery about nails being trimmed and things. But it calms them right down, I'm telling you. Because you don't want to stress your doggies out. You don't want to stress yourself out. Yeah, tincture, gummies, the relief stick helps me after I overdo on exercise. They have natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even that post-workout pain that actually work. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. Right now, you save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com, the source we trust. That's cbdistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want. want from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25. Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com, code is Stephanie.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Stop. Stephanie Miller.
Time. Ring the bell, school's in, sucker. Listen, we say it here, and America hears it there, Chris. What were we just talking about? Tariffs. Breaking news from CNN. U.S. consumer sentiment plunges as worries over Trump's tariffs stoke inflation fears.
Yep.
I say it here, and it immediately, America reacts. Thank you, America. I'm just saying some good, happy, clappy news. Trump's approval rating collapses. Only 37% of independents approve of Trump's performance as president. America is rejecting Trump. The more people realize how badly he's doing, the worse his numbers will get. Check out this one. YouGov poll, the U.S. is in a constitutional crisis, 51% agree, 30% disagree. So, you know what? Maybe people do get that, Chris. I know some people were saying, like, there's certain ways normal people don't talk.
Right.
But I think people do know we're in a crisis, whatever kind you want to call it. So, Mitch McConnell is retiring. He spends most of his time horizontally now already, doesn't he?
Did you see him being wheeled out of the Capitol yesterday? He has a cast on one leg. He's sitting
like the dog from There's Something About Mary at this point. Dobie said, Mitch McConnell announced his retirement after 40 years of working hard to make Kentucky one of the poorest, most undereducated, unhealthy states in the United States. And more importantly, Pope says Mitch McConnell won't be around much longer after retiring, but his legacy of leading a 10-year plan of white supremacist backlash to the first black president will be his dastardly legacy for the damage he's done to the country that led to MAGA and neo-Nazi Trumpism. It is true, and he enabled all of this. Yeah. He could have stopped all of this.
Yep.
Oh, we've realized we have an oldie and goodie, Jim Warden.
Aw.
And Mitch McConnell's letter home.
Yep.
We haven't done this in a while. Yes, here we go.
Old America Jobs Act. Mitch McConnell, a senator from Kentucky, wrote home to his wife in Louisville.
October 27th, 2011. My dearest Elaine, the indications are very strong that we shall move in a few days. I feel impelled to write a few lines that may fall onto your eye when the jobs bill is no more. I have no misgivings about or lack of confidence in the cause in which I am engaged. I know how destroying any chances of an Obama administration success rests upon my ability to stonewall, and how great a debt I owe to the obstructionist douche nozzles who went before me. And I'm willing.
As imagined by Rocky Mountain Mike, yeah, and, of course, Ken Burns.
Exactly.
Ay, ay, ay. Good God Above says, remember the weird neighbor kid who burned ants under a magnifying glass? He's in Congress now trying to gut Medicaid.
Yep.
Joan Bell, I like that. Hooray.
Yeah, I did.
Gupta says, going to be pretty awkward celebrating the 250th anniversary of our independence from a tyrannical monarchy right after we let a new one take over. Yeah, Chris, I am heartened by the polling. I know we're early in, only a month in, mm-hmm, but...
But if the polling is this bad for him just a month in...
Yeah. Yeah,
that bodes
again,
well.
The cowardice. Ron says it's amazing how many Republican politicians, Fox hosts, and commentators have come out to strongly disagree with Trump's statements about Ukraine, while none of them even mention his name while doing so. Their level of fear and terror of Trump is something to watch.
There's something breaking this morning. Trump envoy to Ukraine breaks with boss, praises courageous Zelensky. Even people in his own administration.
Yeah. I don't know whether, honestly, but you feel like it's part of the cowardice because they're probably seeing this polling too and going, oh, because 80% of Americans don't trust Putin, don't agree with the January 6th pardons, on and on. I mean, how are you? We were talking about these stories yesterday, which were, I guess we'll take a little courage anywhere we can get it. Brian Kilmeade confronts Trump National Security Advisor with Russian atrocities. Would Putin give back the 20,000 children they stole from Ukraine? I mean, the fact that he asked that on Fox, I mean, something's happening. What's his name? National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is Trump's. Kilmeade said to him, wouldn't it be great if the Russians handed back the 20,000 children they stole from Ukrainian families, renamed them, and handed them out to Russians? Would they ever agree to give the children back? I mean, look at Trump threatening and bullying over, the Israeli hostages, which is also awful, but nothing about the 20,000 children that Russia stole, right?
Right.
Waltz prattled on in a reply that used many words but said nothing. Fox's Mark Levin.
What?
Calls out Trump's lies about Zelensky. What has happened?
That's sarcastic and ultra left wing.
Yes, that is sarcastic and ultra left wing. He said, I want to make sure the facts are on the table. Zelensky ordered martial law. That's what the Constitution there compelled. Zelensky hasn't called for election. That's what the Constitution there compels. Now I'm waiting for the first free election for Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is almost comical in a sick way that Putin's demanding an election. Why is he demanding an election in Ukraine when he doesn't have free and fair election in his own country? And why does he get to call the shots when, in fact, he murders people who dare to challenge him? Ukraine did not invade Russia. Russia invaded Ukraine.
Right.
Wow. On Fox News. He said, so the idea that Ukraine must hold elections in violation of its own constitution is a condition for peace, or that Ukraine must give up more territory is a condition for peace. You have to understand the Ukrainian people don't want to do that. That's why Zelensky's at 57% approval rating, higher than most politicians in our own country, contradicting Trump saying he's at 4% and an unelected dictator, which is just, okay. Yes, here's Michael. Here's the aforementioned Mike Waltz. Yes. Yeah.
Why we're getting this pushback and certainly this kind of, as the vice president said, bad mouthing in the press for all the administration has done in his first term as well, and all the United States has done for Ukraine is just, it's unacceptable. They need to tone it down and take a hard look and sign that deal.
Oh, I see. We need to tone it down. Not Putin.
Right.
Okay. Thomas, with an idea I've heard more people say, it's time for Bush, Clinton, Obama, every living vice president, secretary of state, and secretary of defense to stand up together and say loudly that Trump is a clear and present danger to America's national security and fundamental values. Hear. It's time for everybody to stand up. 29 minutes after the hour, my personal comedy, Jesus, John Fugelsang, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. February is Black History Month. Madison will soon have a new landmark, the Center for Black Excellence and Culture. It's set to open in the fall. Meanwhile, Lisa Hale has one Wisconsin man's story.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
The first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life. And then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
BJ Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can find more local news at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows near 7 above. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. Up to 37 for the high on Sunday. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Birkebeiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Pain.
I was at the Munich Security Conference with a bipartisan delegation from the Senate and House, and we met with heads of state, defense ministers, foreign ministers from throughout Eastern Europe and Western Europe, and all of them are alarmed, concerned that giving Putin a free pass to roll over the rest of Ukraine will send a signal that President Trump no longer respects our commitment to NATO and that Putin will just keep going.
Thank you, Chris Coons. One more, Hakeem Jeffries, on this very same subject.
Zelensky is not a dictator. He was a duly elected president of Ukraine. We know that President Zelensky is a champion for democracy, freedom, and truth, and an important ally to the United States of America. Is shocking, but I guess not surprising, that Donald Trump continues to play footsie with Vladimir Putin, a sworn enemy of the United States of America.
Okay. By the way, can I just say our friend Frankie Figgs, you know, Frankie Figgs.
Yeah, Frank Figluzzi.
Frank Figluzzi just claimed if you voted for Trump, you really need to question whether you're American anymore. This is a particularly chilling statement from a person appointed by Bob Mueller to head the counterintelligence operations. Yeah, it is a dark and scary place, but only one man can help us now. That's him. Yep, that guy.
It's Hugo Sang.
That guy.
The John Hugo Sang.
Hiya, John.
Good morning, Steffi from the Santa Monica Bureau. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's right. You're up at ass o'clock, too. Welcome.
Good morning, I am. Flying back to New York because it's a great time to get on planes, guys, isn't it? What a great time.
Oh, my God. This is what it feels like. Where was this? Hang on. Hold, please. This is America, right? Every day it's either a plane crash, school shooting, you name it. This is the world we live in.
Yeah, I mean, last night we got to see the U.S. national anthem booed at the Toronto Raptors game.
Yeah.
Tesla stocks are not doing great, but boy, Nazi salutes are way up in America, aren't they?
Yeah.
At this point, I'm ready to say sometimes you just have to let the Nazis eat the paste. We're just going to have to let a lot of Nazis eat a lot of paste. We can't help them. We can't help the other kids they force to eat paste. There's going to be a lot of paste eating by Nazis who should have listened to us when we said, don't eat that.
You know, I sometimes save just headlines just for you. Hate group says the Bible says foreign aid is wrong. Now, they write, Scripture clearly commands believers to love their neighbors as themselves. However, this command to individuals does not apply in the same way to government. John.
Yeah.
Speak Bible
it's
to me.
It's all made up.
Speak Bible.
The Bible doesn't say that. It's completely made up. The Bible doesn't say
that. Isn't that the opposite of, I'm just asking.
Yes, the Bible commands you. If you are fighting to reduce foreign aid, you hate Jesus. It's really simple. Jesus pretty much tells you to give everything you own to the needy, and that's the only way to be a good person. No one lives up to that, but if you're fighting for the opposite of it, you don't get to claim that anymore. I mean, there's nothing these guys are fighting for that's of Jesus, but at this point, Jeffy, there's nothing they're fighting for that's of America. I mean, these guys are just crappy, messy mobsters that are trying to do routines that worked in the 1940s on Ukraine.
And everywhere you look, John, it's just meanness, bullying. You said it's not the anti-Christian bias, it's the anti-Jesus Christians. That's the problem. I don't speak Bible like you do.
That's their creed. Their creed is power. Look, here's the deal. The whole deal with this character of Jesus is you have to be humble. The whole Sermon on the Mount. Republicans never quote the Sermon on the Mount. You know why they never fight to have the Sermon on the Mount put up in classrooms or courtrooms? Because it's all about humility. It's all about service. It's all about looking for another guy. And they hate woke Jesus.
Yeah.
They believe in power. It's what they worship. It's the fundamentalists of all the religions. They believe they speak for God, so they should be in power. And any violence, it's okay if their side does it.
Yeah.
You
said if fundamentalists are your racist grandparents, Christian nationalists are those cousins who show up for Thanksgiving dinner wearing camouflage with a cross to tell you how vaccines make you gay. I don't even know where we start. Okay, how about this one? Oklahoma representative introduces bill giving tax credit only to those with natural children. This is how we get to Obergefell. They're just saying it out loud now.
Obergefell. Yes.
What did I say?
Obergefell.
Bless me.
Yeah.
I belched. I apologize. Yeah. Okay.
He said the reality is we have to push back on Obergefell. If we wait too long on that ruling to start actually sending things back up and challenging that stance that somehow we have to all get along and say that same-sex marriage is okay, it's going to be too late at some point for us to push back. So really what we want to do is challenge the concept and see if we can get to Obergefell. They're literally saying it out loud now, like which is what we always said. When they said, calm down, they're not going to overturn Roe v. Wade, and then they said, oh, well, but they're not going to come for gay marriage. His bill
for Love versus Virginia, these people. Clarence Thomas has got a way to get out of Ginny House. Yes. That's what's going to happen next.
They're going to find a way to reverse Loving versus Virginia.
It offers a child tax credit only to married couples with natural children. Well, this is going to let out a lot of straight couples, too, right?
What do unnatural children look like, just so I know? I've never met an unnatural child.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he last appeared in this space for an anti-transgender bill that cited a millstone Bible verse that calls for drowning those who lead young people astray.
Yeah, that's taken out of context as well. That's Jesus. That's every Bible. Jesus has a line where he says, anybody that would cause these little ones to stumble in following me, it would be better if they had a millstone tied around them and thrown into the ocean. And they have twisted this for years to say that it's Jesus being anti-trans, anti-abortion. In reality, these people don't want children following Jesus, which is why they never post Jesus' quotes anywhere. They're all liars. They believe nothing. My book comes out August 19th.
Yeah. So speaking of the trans issue, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service took action to support Trump's executive orders defending women and children and restoring the concept of biological truth in federal government.
It basically
is saying transgender people don't exist. The administration... Bobby Kennedy.
Kennedy, who used to believe in climate science. Tell me.
This administration is bringing back common sense and restoring biological truth to the federal government.
I didn't tell you how to be healthy!
So that's just erasing, magically erasing transgender people. They don't exist. Okay.
Jeff, let me ask you a question, Ms. Miller. How are you holding it together? How are you...
I'm telling you,
I talk about this,
John, it's people like you that hold me up. I was saying that, I love that Allison Gill just said congratulations to Midas Touch for, replacing Joe Rogan as the top podcast in the country this week. I said, congratulations to them. I promote you all the time and Dino Abdallah and Michelangelo. And you know what I mean? I think to me, you're all holding me up, and sometimes I call. I call a lot of my friends and friends of the show, because like you say, John, we all fall down sometimes and we all get scared and I loved your Eleanor Roosevelt quote this week. You said you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. We're all afraid. It's not about not being afraid. It's about what you do with that, right?
That's right. And our grandparents had to live through a decade with World War II and the Holocaust and the atom bomb, and our ancestors had to live through a terrible civil war that took away 500,000 lives. They were not suited for this. We have to live through this time. And I keep thinking how 200 years ago, the most exciting thing to happen to the human brain would be if you got a piece of mail once a month. Like, we're not designed to handle all the what the Fs that are being thrown at us. We don't know how to process all this negative information. We're just not built for it. It's almost safe. And it's psyching a lot of people out. I tell everyone, if you're feeling overwhelmed, find someone else who's feeling overwhelmed and be strong for them.
No, I mean, I listen to all of your show, to all of, the show. I go on social media. I mean, this one, someone just posted, who is this? Forward Healing
Therapy. I
didn't
know you listened to my show.
Yes, there aren't words to describe what's happening in the U.S. anymore. No words, just deep grief and deep, deep rage. So I think everybody's feeling it, John. It's just how you're processing it and what, Bella and I are into White Lotus now. Like, I need distractions.
Yeah.
I understand. I didn't even know you listened to my whole show. That I'm shocked by. I apologize for all the 80s Bob Dylan. it's true, but we have to remember something. America eventually gets around to doing the right thing. But what we've learned so many times in our history is it generally has to get a lot worse in America before it starts to get better.
I love this one.
It has to happen before we move along. I have to believe good will come from this, because that's the only pattern I've seen in this country my whole life.
Yeah.
I grew up in the AIDS crisis. I grew up watching homophobia,
you
and
too.
Suddenly people's heart began to change. So I'm always going to believe Americans can become more decent people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love this one. Red hat spells hatred. I can't unsee this now. Mm-hmm. Hat red. Think about it. It's become like the new, you know, white hood or swastika or something.
Oh, it's made in China. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And by the way, the other white hood is internet anonymity. All the racists that used to terrify people wearing Klan hoods now just go on the internet and do it.
Yeah.
This is incredibly racist.
John, you have spread your seed, as it says in the Bible. You have procreated. Uh-huh. None of the rest of us have. Nope. But I ask all of our guests.
Brangela did. Go on.
Yeah. No, I ask all our guests, like, how, you know, people that have had kids, like, what, how you're coping with this. Because I was just, you know, we were talking yesterday about the 11-year-old girl that took her own life because she was bullied by classmates threatening to call ICE and have her parents deported. You know, yeah. I mean, the guy that shot two Palestinian, you know, or two Israeli tourists because he thought they looked Palestinian. You know, right. I don't know. I forget what was in Florida. I can't remember what city.
That's right. Yeah.
But, you know,
and now what they're doing overseas. Now they're going to try and turn Palestine into a new Trail of Tears because they really stupidly think the Palestinians are going to give up their homeland. Meanwhile, they're trying this mafia tactic on Ukraine. I mean, we have to be able to sell this to our conservative loved ones. If someone broke into your house, killed your kid, raped your wife, burned down the yard, how many rooms of the house are you going to give that invader so they'll start being nice to you? That's what we're discussing right now. And they think Ukrainians are going to lay down their weapons and listen to this bloated American landlord who wears makeup like a tragic old drag queen? Like, Ukraine and Ukrainians are not going to stop fighting for themselves.
Yeah.
A need for Palestinians. There's nonviolent solutions to a lot of this.
Yeah.
Getting everything you want's never going to do it. And yeah, it's tragic. I know we're going to get better.
Well, I mean, I think, anyway, my point about kids is just the lying and the bullying and the name-calling that comes right from the top. We were talking about J.D. Vance calling Mediasan a dummy on social media. And, you know, Trump obviously name-calls people every single day. But this one, we mentioned the story, the astronauts saying, you know, Trump and Musk are lying, that Joe Biden didn't strand them. You know what I mean? That Musk made a deal while Biden was in office to... Anyway, so Elon Musk...
They live in their own reality now. I mean, they live in their own reality. Elon Musk was giving a presidential press conference in the Oval Office while his two children sat by the desk, and they called him out on his lie. And he just said, well, I'm going to give you information that's not accurate. And the press just stands for that.
But here's my point. This is the, you know, 2.0 of this story. Elon Musk called a Danish astronaut fully retarded in an argument on X. The astronaut had rebuked Musk for claiming that two NASA astronauts currently stranded in space were left there for political reasons. What a lie, said Morganson. And from someone who complains about a lack of honesty from the mainstream media, Musk tweets back, you are fully retarded. SpaceX could have brought them back several months ago. I offered this directly to the Biden administration. They refused. Return was pushed back for political reasons. Idiot. Well, the astronauts themselves are disputing this. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, he literally posted go yourself in the face to people that disagreed with him right during the election.
Yes. It's almost like he's a horrible racist person with no morals or boundaries. Look, if you're giving any money to Elon Musk, if you're paying for a blue check, if you're buying a Tesla, you are giving the finger to the Special Olympics. I have no tolerance for people over the age of 15 who say retarded as a slur.
Yeah.
Elon Musk said it more than once.
It's like you want to insult every developmentally disabled child in this country, but you want to use your being on the spectrum as a get-out-of-jail-free card. You want to exploit being a special needs child while sneering special needs child? Every goddamn journalist has to make this guy apologize.
Yeah.
For using a slur. Anyone who's had a child on the spectrum knows how hurtful this is. Raising a kid with this,
These are our public leaders that kids
everything
are watching.
Everything you tell a boy to be, everything you tell a little boy, don't lie, respect women. Do your homework. Don't start fights. Don't be a bully. Don't be racist. Don't launder money for the Russians using New York real estate. Everything I taught my child makes a mockery of.
He did that a couple times anyway, didn't he? And that was, he got grounded, right?
But you know what? He made money. Oh, I want Barron to bring home the biggest, blackest, gayest Muslim boyfriend for Thanksgiving. You have no idea.
All right. Love you, John Fugelsang. Do not miss John Fugelsang's show right here on SiriusXM Progress. I love you, John.
Thanks, John.
You're the best. Thank you, Steffi. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Okay. Bye.
48 minutes after the hour, Friday's with Frangela. It's the return of Frangela.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray. Mm-hmm. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Get good music. This is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What's your love language? For me, it's Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth elevates love's little moments, like curling up together at the end of the day. Their bamboo sheet set redefines what it means to relax as a couple. My couple, of course, is my dogs. Incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It's like sleeping on a cloud. After a long day, there's nothing like slipping into those sheets. Every night feels like a mini getaway. Honestly, never slept better. For her, Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set is a gift she won't stop raving about. Silky yet breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. Perfect for lazy mornings or winding down together after a long day. And don't forget him. Cozy Earth men's collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. It's the ultimate gift for your guy. This month, show your love with Cozy Earth. With a 100-night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty, and a gift that speaks to comfort and connection. They deserve this. Get 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get the post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Stephanie Miller.
Yep. That's right. Stephanie Miller Show, filling the void in Taylor Dayne music and morning radio since 1904. Yeah. Bella, are you aware who Taylor Dayne is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Adam.
Roughly.
Adam Kinzinger tweets, Trump is surrendering America. Trump is the opposite of strong. He is a tiny, weak, small, scared, trembling, sissy hulk of a man. There is nothing manly about his fat, sweaty, smelly, gross makeup self. An absolute joke. pardon me. I snorted. I love me some Adam Kinzinger. Oh, here it is. Old Hat says, welcome to the United States of America, the only country where weekly plane crashes now compete with weekly school shootings for headlines. If you're wondering, is everything is awful? Does that song play in your head constantly?
Yes, it does.
It does for me. Uh-huh. Yeah. David says, women for Trump is like saying lobsters for boiling water. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because by the way, J.D. Vance finally said it out loud. He said they plan to pick up the torch to pass a national abortion ban.
Oh.
Because now we've got the power. Remember when they said no? Remember when Trump said, oh, no, I'm not a national ban. No, we'd never do that. Okay. Californian Kevin Kiley is booed as he announces the Trump administration is killing funding for high-speed rail to connect Los Angeles and San Francisco. He lies that the project is unpopular, while a new Emerson College poll shows the majority of the state's residents support it. We were talking yesterday about the fact that rail is my favorite way to travel, and it is so depressing to look at Europe and their rail system. And we're supposed to be the richest country in the world, and we just can't do it.
I have thoughts on that.
I don't want to hear them.
I know. They're inconvenient.
Because they're right-wing. It's a boondoggle talking points. No, but we could do it.
No, Stephanie, don't dare call me right-wing.
All right, go ahead. No, I said I think the talking points are the right-wing points I've heard about it out here from right-wing radio hosts about it's a boondoggle.
I'm an infrastructure nerd.
Is going on with your
mind? I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
I am an infrastructure nerd. I voted for the tax increase to get the money to build California high-speed rail between Los Angeles and San Francisco. I was a champion of it. But we voted for that in 2008.
Right.
We have nothing to show for it. 22 miles of track have been built since 2008.
Can I just say it's ridiculous? We've talked about this before. All the propositions out here are a ridiculous way to govern. Because, like, they'll go, does everyone want a sparkle pony? And we all vote yes on yes, sparkle pony.
This was tax increase. We all voted on a tax increase
Then what I'm saying is a lot of times when they say, do you want to pay for XYZ, then we vote no. And it's just, I don't understand.
But we voted yes on this, and we don't have anything to show for it since 2008. We don't even have a train going between Fresno and Bakersfield, which is the flattest part of the state.
Right. Well, now we have a federal government doesn't believe in infrastructure at all.
So what I suggested was maybe turning it over to Brightline, who's already built high-speed rail in Florida, who's building high-speed rail between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Maybe turn it over to them because they seem to be able to get things off the ground. The state of California on this occasion hasn't been able
to. My point is, it was infrastructure week every week with Trump, and he never did a thing.
Right.
And now they're slashing everything. And Joe Biden actually got a lot of things built and done. And if we had state and local and federal work together, we could do this.
But even with state and local working together to build this thing, nothing got built.
Yeah. Oh, you know we're going to talk to you about it is Mayor Karen Bass is one of the topics.
Yeah, we're working on
hopefully.
It.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yes. Oh, speaking of the big shoe, Monday, Chris will be on vacation. Pete Dominic, comedian extraordinaire, will be here. He said one of the most outrageous and audacious tactics Trump and MAGA employ is casting victims as aggressors. From Ukraine to trans kids, they do it on every issue and argument, and it takes your breath away. Keep fighting. That is a great point. Aren't we supposed to be the snowflakes? And they're just like whiny victims on everything. Jamie says, I don't almost even know what to call my reps about anymore. Hi, I'm calling to express my concern over all of it, literally everything, like what the actual F. Thank you for your time. It's true. It's just, I don't even know what to... Jack says, I don't often feel rage. That's that I've been getting pretty damn close. Watching one of the few truly warrior-like heroes in the world of leadership, Zelensky, being rat-f***ed by two of the biggest pieces on the planet. Thank you. And one last one, Anne. Musk is burning down the government. Trump is trying to extort Ukraine again. Neither of them are getting the smoke President Biden got from the media for having a bad debate. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our discussion with Glenn Kirshner about the mainstream media. One thing can cure it. Fridays with Frangela, next. Ooh.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, well, wait, do we know what we're going to talk about on Monday?
I don't really think so, no. More of the misadventures of Elon?
Now he has a chainsaw.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspect accused in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is back in a New York courtroom. ABC's Trevor Ault says it's Luigi Mangione's first appearance since December.
Mangione has garnered a massive wave of popularity, this week issuing his first statement through a website created by his defense team, saying the support has transcended political, racial, and even class divisions. And donations continue to pour into his defense fund, which has now raised more than $500,000.
Sales of previously owned homes slipping last month as mortgages remain high and prices have frozen out many buyers in the market. Consumer confidence also fell nearly 10% month to month in February. Trump tariff plans are the main reason why. A district judge deciding he could not grant a motion from unions to temporarily block President Trump's mass firings of federal workers. He did, however, acknowledge the chaos caused by the blitz of executive actions. This is ABC News.